Welcome, everyone. This is Coaching in Session. My name is Michael Reardon, and I will be your Mindset Coach today. And today, we're going to be talking about how to create a positive existence. Now, this might seem like positive thinking, self-talk. This is going to be the Band-Aid stuff right there. The blog that I wrote yesterday, that came out yesterday, that blog right there is going to be touching on a lot of the surface-level stuff. Live in the moment, positive self-talk, gratitude. This is all things you already know. But today, this episode, we're really going to get down to the nitty-gritty, right? We're going to hit rock bottom and how to have a positive existence. Because yes, it is living in the moment. Yes, it is being exuberant and grateful for what you have. But it's more than that. This is going to be a conversation of self-improvement, self-development, and how you can enhance yourself to be the best version of yourself or best person that you can be. Because if you think about it, what is positive? Hopefully your bank account. What is positive? Hopefully your mindset. What else can be positive? Your life. Typically, what people do when it comes to positive existence is they associate two of the three things that they can have a positive thing in: the body, mind, and the soul. We talked about it with an interview with one of my guests in the past. We talked about the importance of knowing that you have to have two out of the three in order to feel good. And if you are missing two out of the three, that's when you start to have problems. Depression, anxiety, stress. It's because something is not in alignment. Maybe it's with your body, your mind, or your soul, or maybe it's a conjunction, or it's mix and match of the three variations. But like I said, most people are just separated from their soul right now. They just kind of focus on the body and the mind, and the body is looking for pleasure. The mind is looking for stability. And when you're looking for pleasure and stability, sometimes it doesn't come at the same time, especially because you're looking for comfort. Now, comfort is great and all, but if you're trying to create something more in your life, you have to sometimes get uncomfortable so you can get that sustainability. And then from the sustainability, then you can have a positive life. A bit confusing, but today we're going to be going over it. But before we do that, let's take a look at my most recent blog, How to Create a Positive Existence. All right, everyone, if you're new to the channel and the podcast, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe and to share the video and or audio to help build a community of like-minded individuals who are interested in building a positive experience in their life. When we try to create a positive existence in our life, in the blog, I talked about just simply being grateful, living in the moment, literally the surface level stuff. And the blog comes out on Sunday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. For anyone who wants to catch it as soon as it comes out, I always talk about the blogs on the Monday episodes of the podcast because I always give the insight that I'm not going to be able to do in the blog, because sometimes it's easier just to call somebody and to say what you want. Because I can't tell you how many emails or how many text messages are going to just kind of fall through the cracks because a person just can't comprehend what I'm trying to say. Or there could be a language barrier. It could be so many different problems. But what I can say is that when you start to be repetitive in things, for example, when you go to school, you are going to be repetitive in doing the same thing over and over and over again until it becomes just a regular thing you do. We learn. And this is how we learn as people. We gain the knowledge and then we apply it. And then we talk about applying it. And then if you do apply it, do you learn from your wisdom now because you applied the knowledge? Think of it as you can read 100 books about riding a bike. But the moment you get on a bike, you might know you have to move your feet, hold the handlebars, keep your back straight or to some degree, and pedal your life away, go fast enough, build a momentum, try to keep balance. All this is happening in the book is telling you what to do. But the moment you get on, no, you're going to fall. You're going to have some issues, something is going to happen. And what needs to happen is you need to have trial and error. You need to learn from wisdom, not from knowledge. And so the blog is the knowledge. The podcast is going to be more of the wisdom. Now, I do sometimes instill wisdom into the blogs, but it is more easy to digest when someone's just saying, hey, this is how it is. That's what happens when I do my coaching work with my clients. I'm literally giving them wisdom. I'm like, listen, lecture time. I'm just going to tell you what needs to be done. Me telling them what they need to do versus what needs to be done. It's very different. They get to decide what they do. But if you're over here playing on your smartphone and you're wondering why your life is not good, you need to get off your smartphone. what you're doing is not helpful. It's not beneficial. Yes, maybe 1% or 2% of the world can make it big just being on their smartphone and looking at things, and maybe they make a killing off it. I've seen it happen, but that is the severe minority. So we need to really look at what we can do to give ourselves a positive existence and not have it be so luck-based. Because when it comes to success, luck can be there, right? Luck is there. But it is very unlikely that that's going to be why you're successful. The reason why you become successful is because you decided to be successful. It's because you decided to give yourself a positive existence. Today, we're going to be talking about how to create a positive existence in your life. We are going to be focusing on just a couple of the things in the blog that are really going to stand true to creating that positive life that you're looking for. So I had hinted at what you need in order to create a positive existence in your life. Now, this is something that you might not necessarily know that you need quite yet, because it's something that you might not be familiar with. What happens typically when we grow up is we do what our mom and dad tell us to do, then we go to school and we do what our teachers tell us to do, and then we grow up and now we're adults and now we do what our boss tells us to do. But when do we tell ourselves what we need to do and we start to do it? At what age does that begin? Sometimes it begins right after high school, right? People who don't want to go to college, they want to be self-starters, they want to be entrepreneurs, they want to build a business, they want to learn trades. Those people right there are saying, okay, I'm putting myself into the equation, not trying to put myself into someone else's equation. Now, there is nothing wrong with putting yourself in someone else's equation. There are some people who do not have the drive, who do not have the skills and the ability, and nor do they have the desire to start a business, to be an entrepreneur or a CEO or have that type of mindset. Some people are just fully content with having a 9-to-5, getting a paycheck, paying their bills, and that's it. 2 weeks off a year, that's all they need. Those are those people. Now, there are going to be people who want to be financially free. They want to be able to be remote nomads. They want to be able to work anywhere in the world. They want to go to this place and that place. There's nothing wrong with that either. But you do have to figure out what type of person you are. One person is happy with just the static way of being, and one person is truly happy just kind of going out and exploring the world. Which person are you? Which one do you feel more aligned to? Now, I said aligned. I did not say comfortable, because there's a difference between comfort and alignment. For example, you probably have a favorite color. If you don't have a favorite color, well, let me start to ask about colors you don't like, because there's always going to be something you don't prefer. For example, let's say you're going to buy a car. You have a choice between white, pink, blue, black, gray. Give me the order. Now, you might say my first choice is going to be black, then it's going to be white, then it's going to be gray, then it's blue, and then it's pink. That right there is your order. Do you not like pink? Well, if we compare it to everything else that you can choose from, pink is not your first option. It's your last option, actually. But yet, talk to another person, they say, I want pink, I want blue, I want gray, I want white, and I want black. Literally in the opposite direction. So their favorite was your least favorite. But yet, they did what they needed to do, and you did what you needed to do. What happens when you're trying to create a positive existence for yourself is you need to understand what you need to do. Now, if you are not doing what you need to do, then you need to figure out what you need to do so you can get that positive feeling, and then you can start to go after it more. Because most people are just stuck in complacency, in weakness, in the inability to make a decision or to commit. And this right here is causing so much negativity in our world, because it is easy to be negative. Because if you think about it, the content that you consume on the media, like legacy media, the ABC, CNN, the majority of it is negative. Now, you don't have to believe me, but turn on your favorite news station, whatever it be. And then I want you to go from story to story, not so much politics, because politics are going to be biased, but just the stories in general. Was there a forest fire? It's negative, all right? Because the positive side is going to be we planted some trees. The aspect of a crisis and war. Okay, well, if there's an opposite of war, it's going to be peace. Everyone's loving and hugging each other and they're having meals together. negativity sells. So that means the news is going to promote more negative things than positive things. And in our life, we have become so acclimated to the negative. We are beings that gravitate toward negative because that is our human evolution, if you want to call it that. Being negative is going to keep me alive more readily than being positive. For example, I hear something in the bush. It could be a snake. It could be a bear. Let me run away. Okay, cool. Now, positive can be, it's probably a rabbit. I can pet the rabbit. Okay, well, it's not a rabbit. Now you're getting eaten by a lion. Positive was cool, fluffy animal. You get to pet it, make a friend. But now you're getting eaten alive. This is sometimes very true in life. We can have that positive outlook, but then we get a harsh lesson. Versus if we were guarded and we were maybe a bit more restrictive in our beliefs and our actions, we don't get hurt. Because every chance you don't take is going to be an opportunity that you don't get, but it's going to be a failure that you miss too. So that means you're not going to be able to fail if you don't put yourself up there for the test, if you're not going to put yourself up there for the trial, if you're not going to put yourself out there. Because if I'm not going to go out, let's say I'm looking for a girlfriend. If I go to the bar, sit at the bar, get a couple of drinks, whatever, maybe I'm by myself, right? If I don't go up to any of the girls in the bar, right? Because I'm looking for a girlfriend now. Guess what happens? I'm going to leave that bar without a girlfriend. Now there's a possibility that the girlfriend comes to me, right? Girl comes to me. It's a possibility. It's a possibility that you win the lotto. It's a possibility that you get a big inheritance. It's a possibility that you get the promotion at the job. Those are all possibilities, but there's also things that you can do to get the desired outcome too. Typically, lottery winners or people who want to win the lottery have money as their goal. So if money is your goal, the only thing you have to figure out is how can I have a positive existence with money, right? I need to create more wealth. People can have an income problem or they can have a spending problem. Typically, people have a spending problem, not so much of the income problem. Now, if you make $500,000 a year, for example, you can be totally broke. You have no money because the lifestyle that you're trying to live, what you're trying to do with yourself, it might be out of reach. Versus if you make $90,000 a year and you know what you want and how to get them, you can actually have a more positive life and be more happy. So money is not necessarily the factor if you're going to be more happy. It's not going to necessarily be the factor if you are trying to make ends meet in the sense of, I'm just doing enough to survive. Positive existence is not about survival only. It's about thriving. So if you can thrive today, and the idea of thriving is going to be, all right, I can make some change in my life. I can be a positive asset in my life. Last week, we talked about the idea and the concept of how to prioritize the things in your day. And this is what you should have already been doing. But you prioritize the things that matter the most, the things that are going to be about the positive nature in your life. Because if you're going to maybe focus on the things that are negative, the things that are not going to bring about positivity, focus on the negativity, being very pessimistic, you're going to have that lifestyle. You're going to have that outcome because they say, right, whether you believe you can or you believe you can't, you are right. And this is all mindset. And this is not so much of the law of affirmation and positive involvement and movement, because it's easy for me to say, well, I'm going to have a positive life. And then all of a sudden, my life is not positive. And I say, curse you, mind, for not giving me my positive life that I wanted so badly. You have to do the work. And so positive existence is all about self-improvement, self-development. So when people, they inquire about coaching, right? They say, hey, I'm interested in getting some coaching. My life's a mess right now. And you won't believe how many people have a life that is very messy, that is not ideal. And it's all because they're afraid to invest in themselves. They're afraid to take action. They do not have a positive existent mindset. And if you don't have that mindset, the probability that you're going to get out, you're probably better off getting hit by lightning, eaten by a shark, in a car accident, heck, maybe even winning the lotto. So that means we need to give ourselves this positive existence. And the positive existence is not only what the blog is saying, being grateful, living in the moment, being present, being aware of your situation. This is the beginning foundation that you need in order to build a positive existence. Yes. But the second aspect is action. Typically, if you are going through the ringer, depressed, trauma, struggling at some point in your life, right? There's a hard moment in your life, right? You're trying to get over it. You're trying to get through it. It might feel like there's no way out. And you know what happens when you finally give yourself that mindset that there's no way out? Do you know what happens to the body? Yes or no? Well, I'm gonna give you the answer really quick. The body stops moving. Now, you might think moving is like, oh, but I still go to work. I still go grocery shopping and I still eat. I still take my dog for a walk. This is the bare minimum. Your body's still operating in a low frequency. Think of a moment when you're happy and think of a moment when you're sad. Typically, when you're happy, you're like, boom, you know, your body's moving, right? You're not going to be like happy and be so stoic like, I'm so happy. This is nice. Oh, yes. Great. We're not robots. Happiness feels good. Now, there's a difference between the happiness effect and then the homeostasis effect. The happiness effect is just going to be at some point, we're going to have an elevated homeostasis. That means we are going to be super happy, smiley, right? It feels good for a little bit. But we always go back to our natural way of being, our natural rhythm. What happens with happiness is we can go down to our natural rhythm. But if we're negative, depressed, sad, we will not naturally go back to our natural rhythm readily or naturally. So it's like we have to force it to happen. You break up with a boyfriend or girlfriend, you're in that low depression state. Now they say time heals all wounds, and they basically say time is going to bring you back to homeostasis. There's a problem though. It takes a lot longer for you to get back from sad to happy or from sad to homeostasis than from happy to homeostasis. What happens is you need to create a positive flow if you're negative. Now, if you're sad, what does that mean, right? Typically, if you're sad, what you should do is you should start moving more, going to the gym, yoga classes, ice skating, bowling, skydiving, doing something, hiking. It's not going to take away the sadness. This is not a magic pill, people. This is just the process to heal. This is the process to build. Because even if you're at that homeostasis, how can you get to positive? How can you get to happy? You have to build. It's not just something that you can say, well, I'm doing these things. It takes time sometimes. And so you're going to go hiking. You're going to do all these movement things. And eventually, you're going to feel better. Eventually, you're going to get back to normal. This is not to belittle what has happened to you, what type of trauma you had to go through, what type of journey that you have been on. This is not to belittle or diminish that. But this is to help you be aware that when you focus on the negative, you can't necessarily have the good things. You're always just trying to get back to normal. Think of the pandemic, right? One of their slogans was, let's get back to normal. Because now everyone's operating in the negative fear. Everyone's so afraid of what could be or what could happen. I want to get back to my homeostasis. Yet, there were people who says, I'm not worried about getting back to normal. I'm worried about getting back to positive. I want to get back to more positive in my life. I don't want to get back what I had. I want something more than what I had. Those people did amazing. Of course, when it comes to personal development, self-improvement during that time, 2019, 2020, it was a booming year here at Riven Concepts. This is not to say that the people who invested in themselves didn't get a return on their investment. All of them are coming out more positive, more ready and willing to do the things that they were maybe afraid to do at once. Because now the fear was not the one controlling them. They were the ones controlling them. And this is what we have to do. We have to control our life to be more positive. We have to control our outcome to have a positive outcome, right? Think of it as like a Disney movie or any movie in general. Typically, you have your beginning part of the movie, right? Maybe something happens, something bad happens, and you're like, oh man. but then at the end, typically the good guy wins. That's going to happen in what, 95 to 98% of movies, that is going to have a happy ending, because that is what the brain wants. That's what people want. We want the happy ending. We want the positive outcome, but yet we have to do the work. We have to say, all right, if I'm going to change my circumstance, if I'm going to go from negative to positive, I have to do something about it. Now, you can read books, you can keep on reading the blog, you can maybe even go to the YouTube channel to listen to some motivational videos, you can keep listening to the podcast. All of these things are going to be good things for you to keep on doing. The issue is, just doing these things is not necessarily an action that's going to help you achieve your true goals and your true potential, because typically the things that you need to prioritize are going to require action on your part. The action doesn't necessarily mean you have to do it physically yourself. You can hire somebody, but it's going to take a process to you to start that flow, right? So if you want to hire an agency, if you want to hire a team, you have to do that process. You just can't say, well, I hope a team somewhere in the world decides to reach out to me, or I hope somewhere in the world a team just starts doing all the work that I need for them to do. And so if that is the case for some people, right, it could happen. It's very unlikely. What we need to do is to give ourselves the aspect of positive. We want good in our life. We want to elevate our situation, but we must learn to do the things that are going to make that happen for us. So a quick recap, how to create a positive existence in your life. You are going to understand that if you're trying to go on the quest for greatness, for more prosperity, there are a couple of things that you need to know. In the blog, I talk about a few of them. You need to be grateful. You need to understand the moment. You need to learn how to shape your reality. And that might mean going out, getting a trainer, getting a coach, finding a mentor, and then learning how to thrive and to prosper. Because a positive existence doesn't come from you sitting still. It comes from you taking the action, investing in yourself. If it not be money, let it be time. So there's always two assets you have to deal with, money or time. Time is always going to be a variable. Money might be a variable sometimes. Which one is more important to you? I can always say that many people are going to say money is important to them if they don't have any. And if they have plenty of money, time is always going to be more important to them. But if you had no more time, or let's say this, I will give you $10 million, but the caveat is you're going to die tomorrow. Would you take the $10 million? Most, and I mean maybe 99% of the people, will not take the money, because the $10 million is insignificant to time. It's insignificant to life. And so what we need to do to create a positive existence in our life is to find the significance in what we need to do and then to do it. So all of this means that if we want to have a positive outcome for ourselves, a positive life, that means we have to figure out what we need to do, what we want to do, what things are going to help elevate us. And then from there, we can begin the process to give ourselves that positive existence. Because the positive existence should start with us. Might seem selfish, but it should start with you. And then from there, it goes to everyone else, your spouse, your children, your family, your friends. If you have coworkers, your coworkers, the people in your neighborhood, your community, everyone else benefits from you being in a positive situation. Now, this is not to say that if you are positive, you need to give your assets and your stuff to other people. That is not your job. That is not your role. You are just going to be that beacon that other people can emulate if they choose to. Not everyone is going to choose to be positive. Not everyone's going to choose to have a great life. Not everyone's going to choose the high road. People are going to stay at comfort. People are going to stay at weakness. People are going to stay at the low levels of negativity in their life because that is where they are mentally. But yet, if you're listening to this episode, if you are reading the blog, you're going to find that the positive existence that you can create is going to be dependent on you and your actions. And so if you don't have the good actions in your life right now, if you don't have the good habits, if you are not able to give yourself the drive and the momentum to move forward, this is where you're going to need a coach. This is where you're going to need someone in your corner to say, hey, I know what you want to do. Let's go do it. It might not be an easy start. Typically, it's not because it's very uncomfortable. But most people are optimistic. They're ready. They're willing. They're able, most of them. But yet, at some point, they have a choice. Do I go back to comfort or do I keep pushing for greatness? And what I want you to start to give yourself is the idea that when you get to that point, you are always going to push for more. You're going to push for greatness. You're going to push for positivity. You're going to stay away from comfort. You're going to stay away from negativity. This is where we need to be. But yet not everyone will do it. And I don't expect everyone to do it because again, comfort feels good, but greatness feels so much better. Which one will you choose? My name is Michael Reardon. I'm a mindset coach. If you have any questions, email me coachinginsession@gmail.com. And I'll see everyone on the next episode of Coaching in Session. Until then, everyone take care.